Welcome to the Everything is Earned podcast. I'm your host, Mike, and I'm here to break down everything happening in your Cleveland sports world. Unfortunately, Tim's not able to join us for this episode, but do not worry, I have a great episode lined up for everybody here. I have been canvassing Twitter, Facebook, NFL.com, all the wonderful places of the internet to find this amazing topic I'm about to bring to you today. My big question for this episode is, if Aaron Rodgers was available via trade, would you trade for him as the Browns GM? Now, you may or may have not seen that in the first round, the Packers picked number 26 overall, Jordan Love, out of Utah State. Knowing full well the Packers were one game away from the Super Bowl last year, and all they needed to do was add a running back of high caliber or add a star wide receiver to bolster that offense to help get them to the next level. What do? They draft a quarterback who's not going to be ready for several years. So that gets the wheels turning across the NFL. Now there's rumors out there that possibly Aaron Rodgers could request a trade. Brett Favre even went as far as to say that now that, you know, that he has a reason to get things going and request a trade, the wheels will start turning with Aaron Rodgers, and that it's very possible he could request a trade. That would shake up the NFL immensely. There's teams to be rumored interested, as far as the Raiders, the Broncos, teams that could plug a quarterback in and instantly compete for a title. I believe that the Cleveland Browns are one of those teams. Now, people say on Twitter earlier, people have said to me, hey, Mike, why would you trade for Aaron Rodgers when he only has two or three good years left? And I would counter to you, have you seen Tom Brady? He's 42 years old. He just went to a whole different team with the Buccaneers. And you know what? They're favored to win that division going into next year. That's ridiculous. He's 42 years old. And Aaron Rodgers compared to Tom Brady with arm strength is night and day. So you're telling me that you can't take Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest to ever play the game at the quarterback position, because you think you only have him 2 or 3 years. If you looked at this Browns roster and saw the top to bottom stacked amount of talent you have on offense, you go on and get Jedrick Wills. You go get Conklin on the offensive line this offseason. You add an additional tight end. You bring in Hooper. You have Jarvis. You have Odell. You have Hunt back for a second year. You have Nick Chubb, who is second in rushing yards in the NFL. You have a healthy offense. You have a stacked offense. And then you hand the reins to a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who has some of the top-level talent at the quarterback position of all time, and you're telling me you wouldn't make that trade? If he gives you the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl this year, next year, the year after that, why would you not pick up Aaron Rodgers? He's literally a LeBron James of quarterbacks in the NFL. He's a guy that never keeps you out of the ball game. You've seen the Hail Marys. You've seen the comeback wins. He's had three come-from-behind drives and game-winning drives. Sorry, I apologize. He's had three game-winning drives the last 2 years to win games. That's 6 wins he got on the final drive of the game, or had the final drive where it ended up being a win. That's miraculous. That's big-time clutch play. He was a game away from the Super Bowl, and people on Twitter and Instagram are telling me they wouldn't make the trade due to their loyalty to Baker Mayfield. Are you kidding me? Baker had the best rookie season touchdown-wise and set the NFL record. But last year, he had an absolute dumpster fire of a year. He's a shorter quarterback. He's nowhere near the talent that Aaron Rodgers is right now. And you're telling me you're willing to withstand, roll the dice, and wait several more years to compete for a Super Bowl when you could literally make the call to Green Bay, offer them something for the next couple years, and then get yourself a quarterback that could put you in Super Bowl contention right now? If you are any NFL franchise, that has a pretty set together roster, like the Broncos, like the Raiders, you make that call. And if you're the Browns, you absolutely make that call. Someone said, I wouldn't even do it for a first round pick. I say, are you serious? A first round pick? I'll give you 2 first round picks for Aaron Rodgers. At this point, if I could get an all-time great quarterback who's 36 and you go, oh, he's old. Nah, look at Tom Brady. He's 42. I've got 6 more years at least out of Aaron Rodgers. That's at least another Super Bowl run. And if you give him that amount of talent, you don't think that revitalizes Aaron Rodgers and turns him into a different kind of machine? I don't think so. You look at the history of Aaron Rodgers and say, okay, when he won the Super Bowl, what was his roster like? What did he have on that roster when he won that Super Bowl? Okay, he did have Jennings, he did have Jordy Nelson. You know, James Starks on that roster? James Starks was on that roster. The roster wasn't all that great, but, you know, as a Browns fan, you got to appreciate that particular Super Bowl win because they did end up being the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is great. And you and I all know that we don't want Pittsburgh to get any more Super Bowl rings, so that's fine. But look at the talent or lack of talent that he's had over at the running back position. Aaron Rodgers has had a very, very bad run of running backs over the last few years here. And you could say that easily contributes to his current situation. He had Aaron Jones back-to-back years here. He had Williams, Jamal Williams in 2017. He had Ty Montgomery. He had Eddie Lacy, who couldn't get in shape, from 2015, 14, and 13. He had Alexander Green. Who the heck is Alexander Green? He had Starks back in 2011. And then you look at the year he won the Super Bowl, he had Brandon Jackson, who rushed for 700 yards. Okay, they're a passing offense, but still, you look at those running backs that he's had since 2010, the last 10 years here, not a great group of running backs, but you give Aaron Rodgers Nick Chubb, and you give Aaron Rodgers Kareem Hunt, and then you give him 2 star receivers in Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham. Don't tell me you don't make that call and try to win a Super Bowl. Even if it costs you your future with Baker Mayfield, you're telling me that a team that doesn't have a Super Bowl to date at all, as a franchise, you have 0 Super Bowls. You have championships, you don't have Super Bowls because we haven't won in the Super Bowl era. So you're telling me you wouldn't sacrifice the Baker Mayfield development of sorts to go ahead and get Aaron Rodgers? And you know what happens when you get to be a team that competes for Super Bowls? You can bring more talent there. So even when Aaron Rodgers' time is up and your roster is still stacked, you can go ahead and make that move. And you go, okay, what about the salary, Mike? Does the salary work? Yeah, of course it works. We have 30-plus million in free salary cap right now. You look at the salary cap the Browns have, I believe it's 38.5 in available cap space. And you're telling me it is not a good idea to make this call? I don't care what kind of trajectory you think Baker Mayfield's on. If you're Andrew Berry and you want to push the envelope and you want to win now with this roster you've put together, you go ahead and make this call. It makes 100% to sacrifice whatever you had with Baker Mayfield at this point to go get Aaron Rodgers and push for a Super Bowl. And you go, what about injuries? You can't play scared at this point. I don't care if he's 36 and, you know, there's a possible injury risk. If you give yourself Aaron Rodgers with Case Keenum as the backup, I am 100% confident going into the season that I'm going to be competing for a Super Bowl. I've got, like I said, arguably one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. And it's a shame the Packers have only got him 1 ring. Whether or not it's Mike McCarthy's fault or just bad management across the board, you can't say that he doesn't deserve to have more than 1 ring at this point. And if you put him in a position to go get rings and put him on a stacked roster like the Browns, you've got to be pretty excited about that. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'd be very excited. So if it becomes available trade, if Aaron Rodgers requests a trade, I think the Browns would be absolute idiots to not go ahead and make that call. And whether the price is 1 first round or 2 first rounds, I don't think it matters. I'm giving up both those first round picks for a chance to win a Super Bowl. And that's what I believe Aaron Rodgers gives you. You all know it's a quarterback driven league, that the quarterback is what you live and die on. And if I had to take my pick at a quarterback in the NFL right now, it's a very short list that's gonna beat out Aaron Rodgers. Maybe Patrick Mahomes, not Tom Brady at this point. And then I don't know who your third guy is. Russell Wilson, maybe? So if you get one of the top three quarterbacks in the league via trade with a stacked roster with the offense you currently have constructed, with still the flexibility that Andrew Berry has with this roster and with this salary, I absolutely make that call. And I can absolutely give up future picks and additional assets to go get a guy like Aaron Rodgers. I think it's an absolute home run if you can do it. Everyone who's out there saying, no, 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 Baker, no, no, no. I think you have to look inside yourself and say, listen, if I had the opportunity to get a guy who passes for 4,000 yards regularly with lack of support, lack of coaching, lack of continuity, lack of weapons, who has constantly been running for his life with his line, and he still puts you in a position to win every single game, and you're never out of a game with Aaron Rodgers, why would you not want a guy like that on your roster? Why would you not want a chance to win a Super Bowl right now? When LeBron came back to Cleveland and David Griffin had the assets, he had the pieces in place, he was able to maneuver a roster in place in 2015 that could have won the title against the Warriors had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love not gone down. But okay, they go down. You lose the title. You run it back the next year. You add a couple more pieces to the puzzle. And boom, you win a championship against the Warriors. I don't know if there's a Warriors team out there in the NFL right now. Maybe the Kansas City Chiefs. But if you put Aaron Rodgers on my side, I've got to feel pretty darn good about going up against them. I got to feel like I have a real opportunity to take them out and move forward. But if you don't feel like that as Andrew Berry, and you don't feel like Aaron Rodgers puts you over the top, then I don't know what to tell you at this point. I'm not an NFL GM. You can't say that I am. I don't have the experience to do so. I'm making an observation that's pretty obvious in terms of what kind of skill level Aaron Rodgers brings to the table and what the Browns missed last year was high quarterback performance and obviously coaching. But you can't tell me that Baker Mayfield is the same quarterback as Aaron Rodgers, and you can't tell me that you don't upgrade that position immensely by putting Aaron Rodgers in there. Baker Mayfield is not even in the same class as Aaron Rodgers. He'll never be in the same class as Aaron Rodgers, and that's only because he doesn't have the physical tools to do so. The arm that Aaron Rodgers possesses, the innate ability to read the game and keep you in a game and make some of the most ridiculous throws that you'll ever see in football, is something that Aaron Rodgers just possesses. He has a feel for the game that it's unreal, and it's a special kind of talent. And I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers in my corner every day of the week if he's available. If I can go make a trade, I'll absolutely go make that trade. Ultimately, I'd love to hear what you guys say. I'd love to hear your perspective of it. I think I argued and upset the internet a little bit this evening with my questions about it, but I really hope that we have a fun discussion about this. And if Aaron Rodgers does come available, I hope that Andrew Berry does his due diligence at the very least and makes a phone call. That's all you can ask at the end of the day, that you uncover every stone, you explore all the options, and if it works out for the Browns going forward and you can get someone to make the trade work, I think you absolutely do it. I'd love to hear whatever I have to say. I hope that you put it in the comments, you shoot us a DM, or maybe you send us a quick review on iTunes or any of the other podcast sites you use. But I appreciate you listening to this episode, and thanks so much for all your support on the podcast and on the social media sites. If you have someone who loves Cleveland sports, who enjoys the discussion, who wants to be in the know, we are constantly putting out the latest and the newest information on all of our social media sites, and we have some upcoming things that will keep you even more informed. So keep an eye out for that. Make sure you tune into the podcast. Please give us a great review if you believe that this was a fun conversation, that you're not getting somewhere else. And I really appreciate everyone's support and all the following that we've had to this point. And, you know, we'll be back again here for our Wednesday episode. But remember, in Cleveland, with Aaron Rodgers, without Aaron Rodgers, everything in Cleveland is earned. Boom, 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 ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom.